avoid what Democrats call a doomsday scenario. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Today's vote is one of the most consequential we will take in decades.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pushing a bill to legalize abortion nationwide after a leaked Supreme Court opinion shows conservative justices are
on the brink of declaring that women do not have freedom over their own bodies.
But Schumer doesn't have the 60 votes he needs to overcome a Republican filibuster. GOP senators want states to have the right to allow or restrict abortions. Republicans are also condemning another day of pro-choice activists protesting outside conservative justices' homes. Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox they're trying to intimidate with this message.
We're going to make you uncomfortable. We're going to make your family uncomfortable. And by the way, there's 100 of us here. 99 of us are going to go home. And you never know if one whack job either here or somewhere else is going to show up in the middle of the night and try to harm you.
Drugs keep claiming more and more lives. A new CDC report just out suggests
that 2021 marked another record-setting year for fatal drug overdoses, with about 107,000 deaths in the U.S. That's roughly one overdose death every 5 minutes. The 2021 total is up about 15% from the previous record, which was set the year before.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. We keep paying a lot more at the grocery store and buying new cars and airline tickets and just about everything after today's April inflation report came in.
Hotter than expected, 8.3%. That's the year-over-year headline number.
That is right near the 40-year high we had in March. Fox Business Network Cheryl Cassoni says the monthly increase for consumer prices also more than expected at 0.3% as gas prices hit a new record high this morning. Regular is up 3 more cents. AAA's national average now $4.40 per gallon. Diesel also at an all-time high at $5.55. On Wall Street, the Dow is up more than 200 points, rebounding from recent huge losses, but the NASDAQ is down about 50. America's listening to Fox News.
You know, every 3 seconds there is a new victim of identity theft. A criminal could be applying for loans in your name, selling your personal information on the dark web. Now, protecting your identity can be very easy thanks to LifeLock by Norton. No one company can prevent all identity theft or monitor every transaction of every business, but LifeLock, it's simple and easy to protect yourself, and you'll save up to 25% off your first year when you go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Just use the promo code Hannity.
If you're in the market for a new home or your dream home, go with a lender you can count on for competitive rates. Over 300 loan products and thousands of loan consultants to help make sure you get the home and the mortgage that you want. Call now to see if you're pre-approved. 866-888-LOAN. 866-888-LOAN. Or go to LoanDepot.com. Loan Depot, where home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50 states.
The U.S. wants to keep sending weapons to Ukraine to help fight the Russian invasion.
A late evening vote in the House indicated the urgency lawmakers say is needed to pump another nearly $40 billion into Ukraine's war efforts.
Let us not let Putin achieve a victory over democracy and liberty and freedom.
House Democratic Leader Steny Hoyer ahead of that vote on military and humanitarian aid. President Biden urged quick passage to prevent the flow of arms from being interrupted. All Democrats supported the measure. There were 57 no votes from Republicans. The Senate is expected to sign off on the package later this week or next week. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
There is one less member of Congress. Tom Reed has resigned. The New York Republican was not running for re-election in the House after being accused of sexual misconduct. New York City's Democratic Mayor Eric Adams is angry after a police officer was shot last night chasing a suspect on foot in the Bronx.
The same criminals are continuing to come out in our streets, committing violence. Over and over again.
The officer was hit in the arm, expected to recover fine, but the gunman took a bullet to the head and police returned fire and he died. Arizona, in about 2 hours, is getting ready to kill a condemned killer.
Barring Supreme Court intervention, Clarence Dixon will be escorted on the short walk from his holding cell to the gurney in Arizona's death chamber, where he is to receive a late-morning lethal injection. He was convicted of raping and murdering an Arizona state co-ed in 1978. And nearly got away with it, only charged with the crime 20 years later after a cold case DNA match. Last night, the Ninth Circuit Federal Appeals Court refused to overturn state court rulings that found Dixon mentally competent to be executed, despite his attorney's claims that he is schizophrenic and does not understand what's happening to him.
That's Jack Callahan. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Here's the news in 60 seconds from YumaDailyNews.com. A man has been shot by police right outside of Chili's. Officials say the man was throwing rocks at cars and businesses. The suspect was taken to the hospital with critical injuries. Learn more about the shooting on the website. Governor Doug Ducey has signed legislation to have insurance plans cover biomarker testing. The goal is to help cancer patients and improve their quality of life. Read more about the bill, YumaDailyNews.com. Highlights between the Padres and the Chicago Cubs have been updated at YumaDailyNews.com. Read the latest news and catch all the action from the San Diego Padres on local radio right here in Yuma. Find out where to tune in on our website. Three Arizona U.S. representatives will not be removed from the 2022 ballot. A voting rights group has stated how the three congressmen violated the 14th Amendment. Read more about the lawsuit, YumaDailyNews.com. Six seniors have been given $15,000 in scholarship money from the school district. Learn more about the students and the scholarship money, YumaDailyNews.com. For the latest local and state stories, go to YumaDailyNews.com. I'm Kendra White.
Every year, Arizonans lose millions of dollars in gift card scams. If you're being harassed or threatened to use a prepaid gift card as a form of payment, don't do it. It's probably a scam. Instead, hang up and report the incident to the Arizona Attorney General's office.
The news on KBLU is brought to you by H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused. Taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
You can skip songs, but don't skip the doctor's office. Talk to your preteen's doctor about how to safely come in for their well visits and recommended vaccines. Really? And
a public service announcement from Vaccinate Your Family in collaboration with Merck.
Yuma, this is Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And this morning, as always, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And joining us this morning, we have Jason Now from the City of Yuma. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, everyone. Happy to be here.
Awesome. Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you last Friday on the unveiling of Perpetua, the new statue downtown.
Thank you, man. I mean, I think that was a journey that none of us thought would ever end, but supply chain finally came through. We got our missing pieces, and we were able to unveil it. It was an awesome event.
It did take longer than any of us expected. I remember when we were seeing the first drawings for the statue. Can you tell us? Well, I'm sure people haven't seen it yet. It hasn't even been a week yet. What can you tell us more about it?
So, really long story short, on Main Street in downtown Yuma, the fountain just adjacent to the Yuma Art Center had broken. There was some issues with it, and long story short, the city deemed it to be replaceable. And so Council Member Knight suggested that we actually take monies that were given to us through a grant process and open it up to local artists, sculptors, to be able to replace this fountain. And so of all the submissions that went through a variety of checks and balances and people voting on it, yes and no, we finally got Corey Cowan's design to be approved, and the centerpiece is roughly a 20-foot-tall cactus.
It's huge.
It's big. It's a centerpiece, which I think makes a lot of sense for where it's at. Next to it is some prickly pears, and then right in front of it is the fountain itself. And so when you go visit it, it's not a traditional fountain where there's actually a basin full of water. It's very strategic in nature, both for water conservation, but also for maintenance and discouraging people to possibly take a bath in it. It's not that big.
Got it. I wondered about that when I first saw it. I was like, oh, I'm not sure about that. But you're right. It would be difficult to take a bath in it. That's funny. I really liked, you know, I didn't realize when I saw the first renderings that he was going to use actual saguaro skeleton around the metal base.
Yeah. You know, I think Corey, you know, we actually live recorded it. I believe it's on our Facebook and on our webpage already. So if anybody listening wants to watch the whole event, go to umaaz.gov/parks-and-recreation. But Corey explains where his motivation came for the piece.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an amazing experience to hear him, who is a, you know, fabricator by trade,
right,
to talk about how art is very much in the day-to-day to what he does in his work life.
Mm-hmm.
And so for him to be able to take some of his, you know, concept in his mind to bring it to fruition, including making it so meaningful to where we're at here in Southwest Arizona, I think he did a standout job, and all those who were there, I think, were very impressed with what they saw.
Right. And kind of a little added piece to the story, he actually donated it,
yes,
correct? So that grant money went to something else.
Yeah, so we had $10,000 for the fountain, which anybody who's bought anything recently, $10,000 isn't going to do a lot.
No, it's crazy.
It might have got us a part of a fountain. And Corey, being just so generous, you know, loving local art, he volunteered to donate this piece with the stipulation that our department take that $10,000 that was allocated and put it into another art piece. And so what we did is we actually went out, and all the trash enclosures that are in and around downtown historic Yuma, in the parking lots, along the streets, we actually, I guess how many would it be? 8 individual artists helped us do murals on each of those trash enclosures. And so if you're going down Madison, Main Street, you can see all these trash enclosures now have very unique pieces. And so by Corey's contribution, we now have even more art in the city.
I know. It's really amazing how beautiful downtown has turned. Just even in the short time that I've lived here, you know, watching all the different murals go up. And I love that part about Yuma.
Yeah, you know, our department, one thing that we are really proud of is that the downtown mall area is maintained by our team,
okay,
the Parks Division. Mm-hmm. And it's actually turned out to be a really interesting component to what we do because it is so highly visible.
Right.
But we are very much in the shadows as we work. And I like that, right? I like that people go and feel like it's a good place to be, knowing that our team had a hand in it.
Right. And so the Department of Parks and Rec, I didn't even introduce what
at
the city, yeah. I guess, but yeah.
Jason Now, Director of Parks and Recreation.
I can't find it online yet. I'm jealous. I haven't seen it. I haven't. I'm going to get down there today.
Yeah, it's really cool. I was down there for the unveiling, and then I actually ate dinner downtown. And so once it started to get dark out, are the lights staying?
No, the lights were just a feature for the grand opening.
Because it was really pretty at night with all the lights.
Yeah. So they're, you know, the lights that are in the basin, those will be permanent.
Okay.
Was the light show going on when you saw it?
It still was.
Yeah. That was a special for the unveiling.
Oh, so everybody missed it if you didn't see it. So I purposely stayed because fortunately I had met with Joanne Pfizer a couple days prior, and she had mentioned that it was going to look really neat at night. So my husband and I purposely stayed downtown, went to dinner, and then went back after it started. It wasn't quite dark. It was kind of dusk.
Yeah.
And went back and saw the lights on it.
Now, Jason, was this a Parks and Rec responsibility or just one you like to be involved in?
No, so there's a Parks and Recreation responsibility.
Oh, it was. Okay.
That was taking place under our Arts and Culture Division.
Uh-huh.
And so the Yuma Art Center is like the house for our Arts and Culture Division. Those two titles are very synonymous, but yeah, it was a Parks and Recreation project.
So you have to have an arts hat and know how to cut the grass?
Yeah, so you know, and I'll tell you, man, cutting that grass sometimes is pretty artistic with some of the things we got going on around here.
I'm thinking on the golf course. So they get those nice stripes right down the...
Oh, yeah, with those real mowers. I always tell people, once turf gets in your blood, for some people, it's just life.
So you do like grass?
I do like grass.
You know, and I've worked a lot with the city over the years, and you get these guys on the grass, and they just love the whole thing, touch, feel, and they'll tell you what kind of grass, what we put on it, how we got it looking like it is.
Yeah.
And how we're going to fix it after Mado, all that kind of stuff.
The only problem with falling in love with turf, especially with city property, is that you start to become overly passionate and you need to check yourself. So the other day I'm coaching two teams in the catch and go flag football league.
Okay.
And we were at one of our fields, one of our basins that our team oversees. And somebody had must have been doing some sort of shot put activity.
Oh.
And so there was all these big craters in the ground, and these kids were just digging their feet into it. I was like, don't do that, man. It ruins the turf. And my wife looking at me from the sideline like, okay, remember which hat you got on right now. It's volunteer coach, not turf warrior. You know what I mean?
Good for her. It's tough, though.
It's really hard here to maintain what we got.
Well, and especially, you know, just even trying to maintain my own grass at home. And my husband used to work at a golf course. And so I get that whole getting a little bit passionate about the turf. And, yeah, and making sure that we get the right seed planted when we want the right seed so that it's green all year round. And
Running out of water. It's all expensive.
Running out of water. Exactly. You know, I had artificial grass up in Phoenix, so
yeah.
And this real grass is new to me again.
Yeah. Well, Lake Mead goes down much lower. You won't have to worry about it.
That is true. Yeah. That's true. I mean, Lake Powell, too.
Even though City of Yuma is one of the most water-rich cities there is, right? I mean,
really,
it's
quick, mm-hmm. Don't say it loud, though.
Oh, yeah, just true. Don't tell Buckeye. Right. Don't tell Maricopa.
Yeah.
We already have targets all over us.
Yeah. We do. But that is one thing. We've changed our front yard to Xeriscape down here for that exact reason.
That makes sense. We live in the desert.
Yeah.
You know, but we shouldn't have everything green.
Well,
you like it, though.
I'm good with either way. I actually, you know what? I like having water come out of my faucet. So if I have to, means I need to plant cacti.
I'm all with you. I'm all with you on that. But we spend a lot on those front yards because we want them to look like East Coast front yards. And we live in the desert. Well, we're not in Hawaii anymore, Jason.
Yeah, I know. Where you just blink and something grows.
You're out of time. You need to take a break.
Okay, well, then I guess we better take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
A trough of low pressure covers much of the west, and that's keeping things cool today and tonight, and then warming up as we head into the weekend. Breezy today, 84, mid-50s tonight, slightly warmer, 88 tomorrow. When you discover a new favorite bottle of Cabernet or Chardonnay at Total Wine & More, you'll discover a whole lot more. So explore the wondrous selection and totally low prices at TotalWine.com, where you'll find what you love and love what you find. Drink responsibly. Be 21. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
Every year, Arizonans lose millions of dollars in gift card scams. If you're being harassed or threatened to use a prepaid gift card as a form of payment, don't do it. It's probably a scam. Instead, hang up and report the incident to the Arizona Attorney General's office.
Hear that? That's the sound of our future as more people get their COVID-19 vaccine. At the American Lung Association, we have science-based public health information you can trust. Make a decision about the COVID-19 vaccination for yourself at lung.org.
Hello, I'm Jose Hernandez, and I have been using a wheelchair since my accident in 1995.
My name is Andrea Dalzell, and I've been using a wheelchair since I was 5 years old.
I guess if I had one message for the general public, it would be that I appreciate your help, but please, ask first.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that I've actually got everything under control.
I think people get nervous. They don't know how to act, so they pretend I'm not there.
What probably bothers me the most is when waiters talk to my companion and not directly to me.
I think everyone with a disability can relate to that parking spot problem.
We know you're just parking in a disabled spot for a second, but please, don't.
We're just looking for the same respect and consideration as everyone else.
United Spinal Association is dedicated to enhancing the quality of life of people living with spinal cord injuries and disorders. Download our disability etiquette booklet at unitedspinal.org.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have Jason now with Parks and Rec at the City of Yuma. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
So we talked about that cool new statue, but Parks and Rec, as you mentioned before we took the break, it's got the arts, it's got the turf.
Mm-hmm.
What all's going on at Parks and Rec? I mean, keeping in mind that we only have 45 minutes left.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, how much time you got? Really.
So, you know, as a reminder to the community, the Parks and Recreation Department has six divisions. Parks, which is all parks and athletic fields.
Mm-hmm.
We have our Desert Hills Golf Course Division, which is going to take care of the par 3 and the Desert Hills Golf Course. We have the Civic Center Division, which anybody who knows anything knows that's one of the best places to hold an event in Yuma. We have the Arts and Culture Division, Recreation Division, and then we have our own Administration Division. So when you think Parks and Recreation, one of the messages I really am trying to, you know, kind of share with the community is there's a lot that we have going on in a lot of places, and I want people to know where we're at. That way they can, you know, maximize on their weekends, on their holidays, on their summer breaks, knowing when and where and what to do.
I mean, there's so much to do because I'm just thinking back.
There's nothing to do in Yuma. You ask anybody.
I know.
Say, nothing to do in Yuma.
I know.
I'm sure
but
you didn't get that feeling when you got here.
No. Everyone said that until I realized we have the Colorado River, we have telepath.
Yeah,
there's a lot to do.
There's activities all the time.
Well, and I'm not even thinking about that. I'm thinking about the weekends that I went. I went to the dinner theater at the Art Center, and I'm thinking about the cooking classes they now have out of the Civic Center.
Yeah, cooking classes.
I did, and it was great. Chef Juan out of the Civic Center, his cooking classes. You get to go into their commercial kitchen.
I went to that deal where they had, you know, different tasting and
the
stuff.
The pairings.
Awesome.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we had a great... I'm going to all of them now.
Those cooking classes and pairing sessions over at the Civic Center. So for the community, just as a background, we have an executive chef on staff, a full kitchen staff with sous chefs, line cooks. I mean, these people are amazing. And when I got here, I said, culinary arts.
Right.
I mean, you look around on Netflix and Hulu, it's like these cooking shows are huge.
They are.
And so I asked the team in that division, say, hey, can we put something together? They put it together, and I'll tell you, that is one of the fastest booking out courses or programs that we have. We put it out, 24 hours later, it's booked.
They lived up to the hype.
Yeah.
They did.
Well, it's super amazing. I mean, when you go to these classes, I don't even know how to describe it. We did carne asada tacos, and... Yeah, it was...
Well, everybody in Yuma makes that.
Not this way. It was... No, and he's done... I know he did a Japanese one,
yeah.
And there was an Italian one, and you know what? I mean, I've gotten to the point now, you know, with the Chamber, we do quite a few events at the Civic Center, obviously, and I got to the point, like, for our last event that we had there, I just gave Chef Juan a budget and said, just bring me food.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Because he's going to come up with stuff that I never even would have thought of. And they did such an amazing job. So those that don't know, so when we had the amazing race, our finish line and our like closing reception, our awards reception was there. And the chefs there, you know, just like when you go on the cruise ship, they carved out the melons and the melons said the amazing race. With the melons. It was like when you go on a cruise ship and they do all the artistic stuff with the melons. Yeah, they did that at the Civic Center.
You know, Chef Juan and his staff, the way I would best describe these classes and experiencing what they produce is, to them, it's a passion in science.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they'll teach you when you're in this class, this is why you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the scientific breakdown of how that taste is going to combine with that taste. And this is what you need to consider at home. Now, if you don't have this, you know, piece of equipment, here's how you're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you walk away feeling like a legitimately prepared person to make an awesome meal. And so I'm glad you guys both had great experiences.
I was blown away. I mean, I was absolutely blown away. I keep telling my husband, I swear going back, because my husband can't cook. I mean, I'll say that on air. He'll admit it openly. And he can't cook. I mean, hamburger helper and hot dogs, frozen pizza, no. And so I keep saying I'm going to bring him to Chef Juan because Chef Juan...
Enroll him into some classes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So there's a ton of stuff to do here. I don't know how people think that there's not.
Well, another exciting development for this summer is, are you too familiar with the Shine Center Boys and Girls Club off of Avenue A and like 13th Avenue?
Yeah, well...
It used to be the Boys and Girls Club,
okay.
And then the Boys and Girls Club left, and then local donations helped fund the Shine Center Boys and Girls Center, which has been operational for roughly 2 years.
Okay.
This summer, just thinking about additional programming in new places that the people maybe aren't familiar with, our department's going to program that location. And so from essentially 7 a.m. until 5 p.m., there will be indoor programming for children's ages 5 to roughly 18. For our department, this is something that's a really big deal because in Yuma, we don't have a recreation center. Right?
Right.
So when you think about indoor programming that typically may happen in other cities, we're actually really limited to very specific places. We can't go to the Civic Center. Right now, they're booked out 18 months.
Yeah,
right?
They're pretty busy.
I was just
going to
say,
right?
I keep booking it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's booked out, so we can't use that facility. Joe Henry Optimus Center is our one indoor gymnasium. The Readiness Center or the Army out on the east side of town doesn't have air conditioning in the gym. And so every room and space that we have is maximized, and I believe that if everything were to book out, which is highly likely, I believe that we are looking in the tens of thousands of participants this summer for programming, right, in regards to what we have throughout the department.
And what is it that you're going to program? I know whether it's a basketball or something.
So, you know, team sports, outdoor recreation. We actually just brought on a gentleman named David Weatherholt, who will be our outdoor recreation supervisor.
Okay.
So you think archery, utilizing the river, guided nature walks in regards to education of the local fauna, right, and wildlife. That is going to be his world. And so in addition to that, we have culinary arts. Desert Hills Golf Course has multiple youth programs happening. The recreation division has adaptive recreation to tiny tots, to teens, preteens. And one, actually, now that I mentioned that out loud, one really cool thing that we're doing this Saturday is our very first second Saturday teen event. This is a teen-targeted activity that's going to happen at Joe Henry Optimus Center, and it's going to have a foam party, a DJ, basketball inside and outside, and it is blowing up right now. We put it out, and within about 12 hours of it being live.
Now, these kinds of events, are they free to the participants?
So it depends. We do have some free programming, but events like the one I just mentioned, there is a registration fee.
I was going to say, you don't have an unlimited budget. They do have a cap on it somewhere?
Yes, we do. So most of, you know, for us as a department, our number one question when we develop a program is, what is the net zero? Meaning, how many registrants until we net zero?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Can it pay for itself? Basically.
Exactly, right? Yeah. We're not interested in making money. We're interested in expanding services.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when you add all the maintenance in, that becomes tough. But yes, programs do cost money.
You know, Mojave County actually has a parks, which is unusual for a county.
Mm-hmm.
They make money. Because the money they make on the river, because they got river docks and stuff, actually pays for all the other parks. So they actually don't have any taxpayer money going into the parks. It actually makes money off of the docks.
There's actually a city in Utah that has a similar situation. They have access to some of the slopes, some of the ski slopes.
Okay. Mm.
And so you actually get people paying the city to utilize that space.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
And that goes into benefits for the taxpayers without taxpayers having to pay that. I think it's a great deal. I don't know what we would have that make that kind of money here, but that would be awesome. We alleviate the taxpayers of paying and give them more opportunities to do things.
I think for the community, right, as a department, that's one of the conversations we have, not only from the development of a program from a net zero perspective, but also when do programs run their useful life, right? And typically what that looks like is an overinvestment with an underproduction, if that makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a program has been going on a long time. Well, that's great, but is it really serving the community? And one of the number one ways to look into that is registration and potential finances. And so, for example, senior games right now. The next generation of seniors are viewing their kind of desire for recreational activities very differently than what we saw 10 years ago.
It's pickleball and bicycles.
Exactly.
It's not rocking chairs.
It's not rocking chairs. It's not senior Olympics necessarily, right? They want pickleball courts. They want trails.
Right.
And so for us as a department, we try to be agile. I mean, that's why the trail extension happened at West Wetlands.
Mm-hmm.
We also are building 4 new pickleball courts at the Civic Center. The East Mesa Park currently is slated for 12 once that park gets off the ground.
And the West Wetlands keeps going east.
Yes. So, the West Wetlands eventually turns into the Ocean Bridge, and then it gets to the East Wetlands.
But it's continuing out now. And, of course, you got the levee and all that kind of works into it also.
Yeah.
Which already exists.
It's an amazing place. I mean, when I came here and saw that park, I mean, just to give some people an idea if they haven't visited, there is up to 6 miles of trail networks that you can navigate through there, and it's beautiful. Now, today, right now, snakes are going crazy. I encourage people to stay on the trail because they are out there.
Yeah. Why don't you stay on time, too, and take a break?
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we better take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
I've got muscular dystrophy. That means my muscles are weak, and it can be hard to breathe.
Now is a scary time for everyone, as we are at a higher risk for respiratory infections.
In good times and bad, the Muscular Dystrophy Association helps kids live with neuromuscular disease. The pandemic places more than 200,000 adults and children with muscular dystrophy at a greater risk.
Breathing is often hard when you live with a neuromuscular disease,
but the Muscular Dystrophy Association is here to help.
MDA is what ensures they receive critical medical care at one of over 150 care centers across the U.S.
During COVID-19, kids like me are at a greater risk.
The Muscular Dystrophy Association needs your support now more than ever.
COVID-19 won't stop us.
To learn how you can help, please visit helpmda.org. Thank you.
Listen to 560 KBLU every Friday morning from 8 to 9 for Money Talk. Money Talk, bringing you the latest information and changes in the world of finances, brought to you by the partnerships of Academy Mortgage and Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. That's Money Talk every Friday morning from 8 to 9 on 560 KBLU.
Can't fight City Hall. Food. Back in 1 minute with your food chain question of the day.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-661-5096. 800-661-5096. 800-661-5096. That's 800-661-5096.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams recently proclaimed, "I've got to get New Yorkers to live a plant-based life." Mayor Adams, who became a vegan in 2016, now wants all New Yorkers to adopt his diet and is beginning his dietary jihad with the children enrolled in New York City schools. Though the school types are already being fed meatless Mondays, they will now also be treated to Mayor Adams' Vegan Fridays. Question: if all New York City residents were to become vegan, do you think the city's crime rate would rise or fall?
America's border is in crisis. Last year, 2 million illegal immigrants entered our country, more than the population of Phoenix. And now, the Biden administration is busing illegal immigrants with criminal convictions across America. Who can we trust to secure the border when the politicians keep selling us out? Brandon Judd of the National Border Patrol Council and Justin Harris of the Arizona Police Officers Association trust Jim Lehman for U.S. Senate.
I am so proud, and on behalf of the National Border Patrol Council, to endorse Jim Lehman.
The Arizona Police Officers Association is proud to announce our endorsement of Jim Lehman for the United States Senate.
I am Jim Lehman. Join me. Together, we'll stop the human smugglers, drugs, gangs, and politicians, bring power back to the people of America, and secure our border. I'm Jim Lehman, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jim Lehman for Senate.
Listen right here on 560 AM KBLU from 8 to 9 AM every Monday morning to Life, Death, and the Law, where Sean Garner and Adam Hansen discuss estate planning options. Spend Monday mornings 8 to 9 AM with Sean and Adam from Deason Garner and Hansen and learn how you can plan your estate using a will or a trust to protect your family and secure your legacy. That's Life, Death, and the Law every Monday morning from 8 to 9, right here on 560 AM KBLU.
Ernie Johnson and Charles Barkley welcoming you back to Susan's cubicle here in Accounts Payable. What an afternoon of nonstop bookkeeping action, Charles. Are you kidding me? She set herself a reminder to get out of that chair and move.
That's a smart use of a timeout.
She's somehow still reading her emails while getting her heart rate up and moving her muscles. Healthy habits that could lower your risk of cancer.
Uh-oh, it's Karen from the IT department.
This is a wrinkle no one saw coming. She means well, but she just derailed the yoga class down in accounts receivable.
There she goes with one of her usual distractions.
But Susan just tosses her a no-look wave.
That's a crazy move.
Let's watch that again. She's stretching, and there's the effortless side wave.
Susan's putting on a clinic.
Susan from accounts payable, dominating. Just get moving. It helps in the prevention of so many cancers.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And of course, as always, at the bottom of the hour, I just have a few announcements. It's getting to be summertime, and while Parks and Rec, of course, is winding up, We're kind of winding down a little bit. No, none of our big, like, annual events. But, of course, we always still have our fabulous monthly events. And our next one is going to be, tomorrow we have Good Morning Yuma at 6:30 a.m. It's going to be at the Paradise Event Center. The programming is going to be Yuma Regional Medical Center. And it is not too late to register. You've missed the early bird deadline with the cheaper pricing, but you can still register on our website today. And as long as we have tickets available, you'll be able to show up at the door and purchase tickets then. So we hope you'll join us for that. And then the fourth Wednesday of every month, we have a mixer. And this month's mixer is going to be at Dell Outdoor Sign Pro on Arizona Avenue.
Oh, neighbors.
And yes, neighbors from you. And I happen to hear that another one of our members, Manny's Tacos, is going to be catering. And I don't know about you guys, but I love Manny's Tacos. So super excited about that. So hope you'll join us for that. And registration is always on our website. If you ever want to see what's going on at the Chamber, just visit yumachamber.org. And at the top menu, there's About the Chamber. There's a calendar of events under there, and you'll be able to see that. The other newest thing we have is we are starting to sell season tickets for our monthly events for the mixers as well as Good Morning Yuma. And those are also available on our website. The best way to do that, though, is every Tuesday. You should have gotten one yesterday, a Chamber Happenings newsletter. If you don't get it, please go to our website and sign up with your email address. That's the only thing we send. We only send, like, regular newsletters. We don't spam everybody with those email addresses. We don't sell anybody's email addresses. It's literally just so we can send you our newsletters. Those go out every Tuesday, and there's a link in Chamber Happenings on how to go purchase those season tickets. So if you're one of those people that comes to our events every month, this is a great opportunity for you to not have to register every month. You can buy your season ticket, and we'll register you, and you're all set. So with that, let's get back to our show. Of course, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have Jason now with Parks and Rec at City of Yuma. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. And so I know that there's a lot more going on. I mean, we could probably talk all day.
We absolutely could. And maybe I'll just jump on to a few events coming up in the next month.
Perfect.
That maybe the community might be interested in. So the 50th anniversary of the Denny Donnelly 16-inch softball tournament is happening at the end of this month.
Mm-hmm.
For those people who knew Denny, he was an advocate for all things parks and recreation. There was a tournament that was named in, named in his namesake.
Yeah.
And we're at the 50th anniversary. So our goal this entire year has been to get to 50 teams.
Okay.
We just surpassed 30. We know we're going to get a couple of these last-minute stragglers. But long story short, 16-inch is a really unique form of softball, and we will be using every single softball field in the city network to accommodate this tournament.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah, it's a really big deal. Like, this is, that weekend is also the same weekend when the NJCAA's Women's National Softball Championship's coming. And so our department is going to be on high alert at the end of this month to make sure that all of both those events go down well.
I was just going to say, there's got to be a lot going on right now with both of those events coming up.
Yeah, it's a ton. I mean, obviously every year we're looking at ways to improve our infrastructure and our, mm-hmm. network. But when you have major events like these come in, it helps with the narrative in regards to securing budget monies to be able to do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And so multiple fields have received rototill laser leveling with a professional entity coming down from Phoenix. We just don't have the equipment necessary to do that the best way. And so with the NJCAA coming down and the Denny Donnelly 50th, we were able to secure some monies to go do that. And for those people who don't know, the NJCAA is the National Junior College Athletic Association, and this is going to be the best junior college softball women's team, 16 coming to Yuma, and we're going to have the entire pack locked down from I guess it would be Thursday to Sunday.
But that's the stuff they built the pack for. And I know
100%.
You weren't here during that time, but that was quite the conversation throughout Yuma.
Because
everyone has an opinion on it should or shouldn't be, or where it should be, how it should be laid out. And that's okay. That's what we do. We talk these things out. But there was a lot of concern that the city lied to us as far as the financing and all that, which I don't mind looking into that, and I did, and I couldn't find any. She was very open and talked openly about it, but there were those that just thought it was a boondoggle, waste of time, waste of money, wrong place, wrong thing, and now, you don't hear any of that because you look like a hero. But I mean, it's really been, particularly during COVID, you couldn't get time at the PAC.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just going to say, especially I think it was one of our saving graces during COVID.
I having got to the city about 18 months ago, I heard some of those rumblings of like it was a sensitive topic. Well, for me, when I came here, I talked to the team. I said, I don't really care the reason. We have this amazing facility.
Yeah.
We need to book the heck out of this, whatever that looks like, right? Mm-hmm. Most tournaments are going to be Thursday night to Sunday night at the longest. So why aren't we programming it Monday through Thursday night with in-city house opportunities?
Mm-hmm.
So over the last 18 months, we actually got girls softball there. We do have some little league layer there with Yuma Youth Baseball League. We also have a lot of adult rec, men's rec softball there. And so I actually did a kind of a summary of 2021, and we had one national tournament there, which was last year's NJCAA. We had 35 regional tournaments, baseball tournaments. So that would be a tournament of scale that would bring people from Phoenix Valley to San Diego outside of the state. And then internally, we ran at about a 90% occupancy, meaning like of 365 days, 90% of those days had programming happening. And so, in my mind, I'm very thankful the PAC's there. Right. I'm not going to say anything about why it's there or how it got there, but we are using it. And I'll tell you, the PAC just, man, that's what we want our standard to be for all our fields.
Is there any other plans? I know there's been a few additions, like the memorial for the officers that lost life, which was wonderful. I was at that event. You actually put some fish in that little pond, did you know that?
In there now?
Yeah, they put fish in it.
Oh, it's one of at the PAC, that pond, I mean, it is fish, one of the number one places to fish, especially with your children.
It's easy to get to, it's nice, it's safe, it's nice. But is it pretty much landlocked? Is there additional things going to happen there, or do you...
Great question, and I'm happy to announce that we are working on something.
Okay.
And so, if you're familiar with the PAC, we have the Retention Basin Park right next to the Fallen Officer Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my questions when I got here was, archery is so big here. People love it.
Yeah.
It's a very unique way of enjoying a recreational opportunity that's kind of not your typical team sport. And so we actually applied for a grant with the Arizona State of Game and Fish to build an archery range there. And so that archery range will have the capabilities to train somebody from new to the sport to Olympic ranges. Or Olympic distances.
I think it would be a great place for, particularly if the arrows are aiming towards the levee.
They are. They are towards the levee. We will not have beginners shooting towards where you're fishing.
Don't aim it towards the fishing kids.
So we're.
Wow, that's a wonderful place for that.
Yeah, we're excited, and we have a really high likelihood of I believe getting that grant. Actually, at the last commissioners meeting for Arizona State Game and Fish, one of their reports was summarizing our grant application about getting archery down here in Yuma.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, there are two other very kind of unique things we're looking into there that aren't quite to the point of like fruition, but we're trying to figure it out. One is formalizing a asphalt or paved RC track.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That'd be fun.
Two is an RC airplane approved runway.
Okay.
And but we're just inside the distance there for the FAA.
Yeah, as I said, that one's pretty close, and there's a lot of popular things around there, but I don't know.
But these RC ones, are not the gas powered, right? So these are electric. You may not hear it.
Gas.
No.
Mm-hmm.
The gas ones, they need to be big. They need a lot more space.
Mm-hmm.
But we're trying to figure out, we have a lot of space there. Why don't we maximize it? And so those are some things happening.
Wow, it's time for another break already. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Why did the Freon in my AC leak? Well, no metal today is like yesterday's. The copper is different and the price is higher. The new Rheem heat pumps are built like yesterday's, and now Rheem has a 10-year parts warranty on their units in the event they fail. If you want to talk heat pumps, stop by our shop, Air Central Heating and Cooling, your local Rheem dealer.
Give Air Central a call, or just log on to acuba.com.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has Rhabdomyosarcoma sarcoma, a soft tissue cancer. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow. And we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Just how committed are Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to open borders? So much that they support a disastrous plan to repeal Title 42. Title 42 allowed us to deport 1.7 million illegals. Repealing it will cause illegal crossings to triple. And Biden and Harris have an ally in Democratic governor candidate Katie Hobbs. While other Democrats run for cover, Hobbs stayed loyal to Biden and Harris. Here's what Hobbs had to say about Title 42.
Katie Hobbs slammed the policy, saying that it wasn't working.
Title 42 isn't working.
Now, under pressure, Hobbs is trying to flip-flop, but you heard Hobbs in her own words.
Title 42 isn't working.
Conservative outsider Karen Taylor-Robeson has a tough six-point plan to secure our border and finish the wall. Karen has always opposed repealing Title 42. Hobbs stood with Biden-Harris. Karen stands with us. Read Karen's detailed plan to secure the border at KarenForArizona.com. Karen Taylor-Robeson for governor. Paid for by Karen for Arizona. Authorized by Karen Taylor-Robeson.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, only the good stuff from the Chamber. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
And we have Jason Now, Parks and Rec with the City of Yuma. Good
morning.
Good morning, Director of Parks and Rec. You've got an important job.
Yeah, I guess. I always tell people it's the team that does stuff. My job is just to get them the resources.
That's kind of how whenever people talk about me and they're, oh, you're the executive director of the chamber. I'm like, yeah, that just means I'm the face.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got a whole team back there that's you know, doing a lot of the work for me.
For sure.
Can't do it by myself.
Yep.
And so one of the things that we kind of talked about a little bit on the break was the 2% tax.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people, I hear about it all the time, especially because it is coming up for a renewal.
Mm-hmm.
But what can you tell us about it? How does it work?
You know, first, I could provide information, right?
Yep.
As a city staff member, you know, advocating for anything would not be appropriate. But
right.
I can educate a little bit about what it is and, you know, maybe some of the locations that tax goes to.
Right.
And I'll share a perfect story. So my good neighbor, Doug, he actually, I don't know if you guys have heard of Ellie's Pizza. But he just opened Ellie's Pizza.
Where's Ellie's Pizza?
He's operating right off of Avenue C in about 24th right now.
Okay.
But I do believe that he is looking into a bigger space. It's just been booming. He does wood-fired pizza.
Well,
anyways, he's a skater, right? And I grew up skateboarding, surfing, snowboarding.
Got it.
And so the Kennedy Skate Park that we're redoveloping, that's going to be happening very
soon. I've been
soon.
Out there talking to the folks. They're very anxious to see what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. They want it bad.
Yes.
And when I first got here, I grew up skating.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a skate park anymore. It's a skate place, right?
Right.
Like, it's not a place where you go and learn the sport and develop.
Right.
Right.
And so I'm really thankful that the council, per my arrival, and just before my arrival, had put it on their strategic.
Yeah, it was already, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so my job was go and do it. So we now have an awesome plan. $2.5 million will be going towards this.
I haven't seen the final drawings, or you don't have that?
We do have it.
You do
so,
have it.
It was posted. I can get that to you.
Okay.
We have the conceptual drawings that was essentially created based on all the input that we received. That project, very similar to the East Mesa Park that we're developing, received an insane amount of public comment, including beyond Yuma. We're talking thousands of people filled out the survey saying what they wanted. So anyway, back to
but that. But that was earned, and that was earned because there was some negative on the skate park, and that it's going to bring the wrong element. It's going to create negatives. I think it was Cody Beeson was on it at the time that was really pushing an advocate for that, and it has done the opposite. It has been a family. The kids take good care of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, and there's going to be a little bit of someone does a little bit of vandalism or something occasionally anywhere.
Yeah.
But this skate park has not been any attraction towards any bad element that I've
seen.
No,
not at all. I mean, that group of participants or those who are there, they serve almost borderline vigilante, right? They have my number. They know who I am. They reach out. They say, hey, something's going on. Can you send the park patrol over? And we're over there, right? I mean, and that's the facility as it is. I mean, it's run down. It's old. We're vandalism.
They took some features out even. There's some features missing. And I've been over talking recently about some of that.
Yeah. So the new plan for the new park has, I mean, it will be 100%, without a doubt, the best skate park in this, I would honestly debate, in Arizona.
So do you still skate?
I do, yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
I skate a fat board. It's 11 inch wide, because, I'm a little bit bigger now. When you see
bigger
my skateboard,
wheels.
People know that I know how to skate, but they don't think I'm out there shredding like I maybe would have at one day.
Yeah.
Some of those kids do.
We have some very good talent in Yuma when it comes to skating. I've seen them, and they were all part of the conversation. Anyways, I got sidetracked. So talking with Doug, who owns this restaurant, right? And as a reminder, the 2% hospitality tax is a tax that's collected from certain entities, restaurants, bars, hotels, that goes towards three areas. One is marketing initiatives for the city. Another is the heritage area. So those who are unfamiliar, that's East Wetlands, Prison, State Park. And then the other category is parks and recreation.
Right.
And so he asked me, he said, can my 2% contribution as a business owner with this restaurant go towards a skate park? And I told him, I was like, it already is. I said, the way that the city collects that tax, right, the Parks and Recreation Department is the largest piece of the pie, we'll say, in regards to the entity that receives money. And I told him, I was like, it already does. It's going to go towards maintenance. It's going to go towards other staffing issues that we'll have there. And so, I told him, it doesn't really work where you say, I'm going to give you 2%. It goes to that project. I said, but we are using 2% monies to construct this edifice. And so he was really happy about that. But for the community, the 2% tax, hospitality taxes, essentially Yuma's way of a transient room tax, a TRT, and it's allocated to those three entities. And it will be sunsetting in 2024.
Yeah, it's sunsetted before, and it's been re-upped.
Yeah, it's re-upped two times now.
I think so. I'm not sure. I'm not from here, but I've been here for at least one of them.
It's been re-upped three times.
It started with the Civic Center and the whole idea behind just putting a Civic Center in.
Yes.
And then it was supposed to go away. Of course, it hasn't gone away. Mm-hmm. It's been continuing on into additional projects, the PAC and other things that have been a result of having that optional extra monies.
Yeah. And for our department, not necessarily knowing the history, because like yourself, I'm new to you. Well, I'm not from here.
Yeah, yeah. I've been here longer than
you.
Yeah,
I've been here. Yeah.
I got you.
And I've only barely been here longer than you.
I remember you. Yeah,
exactly.
I tell people, again, kind of similar to our PAC conversation, for better or worse, right? However the PAC happened, we have the PAC.
Yeah,
The hospitality tax for our department is, it funds upwards of 23% of our budget.
Right.
I mean, that is completely the arts and culture division, the civic center division. It also does certain recreational programming, and so it's a big deal.
Has the city mapped out the request yet officially? I mean, and what they propose?
I believe that there is a process happening. I'm not super familiar.
Visit Yuma is working on it.
They just
completed a study, and I don't want to speak too much on it, but I can say that.
I won't tell anybody.
Right, exactly. they did complete a study on it, and because of course their funding comes from it as well.
Correct.
I mean, when we talk about marketing for the city, it brings the tourism. It helps pay for tourism dollars for our city. So.
Yeah.
The business community, it's extremely important.
And it makes sense. I mean, the businesses that would best benefit from people coming in actually are taxed the 2%.
Right.
And this helps fund and promote and push. And I think it's doing exactly what it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
The PAC and all those things are attracting people from outside. It's not just city. But that was the whole concept.
And we're all benefiting from it.
Correct.
I mean, I... That's one of the things I was very impressed with Yuma when I got here, is the parks. And I remember I had friends come, and they had their grandkids along, and the grandkids were, they're getting ready to drive back to Phoenix, and, you know, you can't put, you know, a 2- and a 4-year-old in the car for 3 hours without giving them somewhere to blow off steam. And I said, I have the perfect place. And guess where I took them? I, of course, took
castle
them to the castle.
Yeah.
Yep,
yeah,
I
castle
took them to the castle. And it was funny because I said,
don't take matches.
I said, we have an awesome playground. And the kids, their eyes just lit up as soon as they saw it.
Oh,
and they asked to come back. I mean, they keep the kids, you know, the 2- and 4-year-old are like,
looks like a fantasy thing out in the middle.
Next time they come, that flooring will all be redone.
Really?
So, yeah, so we actually were able to secure monies for that project. And so here in the coming months, we'll actually be replacing all that flooring over at Castle Park.
Wrap it up.
And so with that, is there, you have anything real quick that you want everybody to know about?
No, we're just really appreciative of the community. Yuma is very actively engaged. If and when you ever have questions, the best way to find and stay up to date with what we're doing is either through the website, but more importantly, social media, facebook.com/Yuma Parks and Recreation, and you'll see everything happening.
Thanks for coming in. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join the Yuma Civic Orchestra and the String Ambassadors this Saturday, May 14th at 6:30 p.m. for its Orchestral Classics Concert. Experience it live, conducted by Janet Jones at the historic Yuma Theater, 254 South Main Street in downtown Yuma. General admission tickets are available at the door for only $15. Orchestral Classics, beautifully performed by the Yuma Civic Orchestra and the String Ambassadors this Saturday at 6:30 p.m. at the historic Yuma Theater in downtown Yuma.
California lost a seat in Congress. Back in a minute with your politics question of the day.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-661-5096. 800-661-5096. 800-661-5096. That's 800-661-5096.
California's population is on the decline. A report from the California Department of Finance determined the Golden State's population fell by nearly 118,000 last year, dropping the state's population back to where it was in 2016. State officials are reporting that the trend is due to a decline in international immigration during the pandemic. But critics say Californians are fleeing the Golden State's high cost of living and the state's progressive politics. Question. Do you think California is losing its population because of the pandemic or politics?
The future depends on teachers who are reinventing the classroom and starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
The preceding show on 560 KVLU was a paid program.
All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBOU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.